Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and in case you thought same-sex marriage, the budget, ethics reform, rent laws, and a property tax cap were enough big-ticket items for Governor Cuomo's first 6 months, here on June 30th came his energy policy. According to the New York Times, he let it be known to the owners of Indian Point earlier this week that he intends to shut down the nuclear power plant. And yesterday, the governor lifted part of the moratorium on fracking, the controversial drilling method for natural gas. The moratorium will remain in place for areas in the New York City drinking water shed, around other drinking water supplies, and on public lands. Most of the drilling would take place on private lands in western New York, where shale formations are plentiful. The gas is under that shale. Fracking, or hydraulic fracturing, involves drilling for gas deep into shale rock formations using water, sand, and chemicals. Opponents say it can contaminate water and contribute to global warming. Supporters say it is cleaner than coal, abundant enough to make a difference in our imported oil load, and can produce lots of jobs sorely needed upstate. Of course, did the governor strike a historic balance here to protect the parks and watersheds but still go for the advantages of fracking and move the state's energy production away from nuclear toward natural gas? Let's get a reaction to the governor's decision from an environmentalist very involved in the issue, David Gall, Director of Environmental Advocates of New York State. David, welcome to WNYC.
Thanks, Brian.
The Times reported you today as not completely opposed to the governor's plan. Tell us more.
Well, essentially, our organization believes that fracking can move forward in New York State, but what we want to make sure we have the right legal and right regulatory framework that protects our natural resources. And that's very important as we're reviewing the Department of Environmental Conservation's plan going forward. Right now, all we're responding to is just press documents and some very scanty information that's come out of the governor's office. But we'll have a better sense of whether that legal framework is adequate over the next couple of days and into next week as these documents become available about the state's plans.
And listeners, we always get a lot of calls on fracking. We know some of you are very concerned about this and very interested in the issue. So our phones are open, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. Were you hoping for the complete moratorium to be made permanent? It sounds like not necessarily.
Well, we've always been in the position that we want to see the state's regulatory framework be updated. We want to make sure we get the best protections we can get. The moratorium is good because it gives more time. It gives the department all the time and the ability to thoughtfully consider these issues. We were concerned that the governor seems to have inserted himself into this process and fast-tracked the DEC's review. But let's be very clear. I mean, this moratorium, I know the story is being reported this way. The moratorium hasn't been lifted yet. There are going to be no permits issued in New York State until the State Department of Environmental Conservation finishes its environmental impact review. And that probably won't be finished until sometime next year.
Huh. And the governor, or I should say, there is a 60-day public comment period. So those of you calling in should take note of this, too. A 60-day public comment period on the governor's recommendation to lift the moratorium. And that 60-day period begins in August, correct?
Yeah, it should begin in August. Our organization believes that 60-day period is inadequate. I mean, what we're going to see today, just to be very clear, is that the State Department of Environmental Conservation is going to release, the first 800 pages or so of their plans and their assessment of what's happening with the environmental review on hydrofracking in New York State. But it's not done yet. There are some key pieces that aren't finished. So that public comment period, that formal public review, when everybody looks at the document and says, well, this is what needs to be improved, this is what you've done poorly, this is what you've done well, that stuff isn't going to happen until probably August, and that comment period is going to stretch out into the fall. So, in our organization's view, we need more time even than the 60 days. I mean, it's going to take, this is a 1,000-page document. It takes a long time to go through all these things and really give it its adequate assessment.
Right. Well, you said you want the proper regulations and legal frameworks in place. Mayor Bloomberg has endorsed this plan as good for jobs and energy and protective of the city's drinking water. He had wanted to make sure that the reservoirs were not put at risk. Do you have any doubts that the drinking water is protected under the way the governor would do it?
I want to see exactly what they put in the environmental impact statement, what they put down on paper, not just what's in a press release. I want to see, you know, the commitment to updating the state's regulatory framework, and those are documents that have a lot of important detail included in
them.
So,
but that's pretty.
I'm waiting until we see the actual document.
Right. Update the regulatory framework can sound abstract to a lot of people who just want to know, is my drinking water going to be polluted? If this includes a complete ban on hydrofracking within the New York City watershed, then does that do it for New York? Is there anything unambiguous or anything ambiguous, I should say, about that?
I mean, I don't think there's anything ambiguous about it. If they're going to carve out sections of the state and they're not going to allow drilling there, I think that would be protective for the New York City area. But it also raises some other thorny questions about, well, if there's concern about the impacts of drilling as it affects New York City, are there also concerns about those impacts and as they affect an upstater that gets their well from or gets their water from a drinking water well?
So let's talk about that. People who saw the movie Gasland saw horror stories of contamination around people's homes. Many people upstate want the jobs potential but know of those horror stories. But again, here are the specifics, at least as they're being reported in the press. The governor's plan says no drilling within 500 feet of a private water well or domestic use spring, or 2,000 feet of any public drinking water supply without further study. Does that sound rock solid?
Based on a very limited the information that we've got, that sounds like it's a good step. But, you know, we have to wait. We have to see what the whole plan looks like. And I don't want to pass judgment on anything until we actually get a chance to go through it.
Let's take some phone calls. Jeff in Babylon, you're on WNYC. Jeff, thanks for calling.
Hi, Brian. The reason for my call is that it's known that there is no clean way to actually do the fracking. And, in fact, that any area where they do the fracking is pretty much destroying the environment in that area. And in addition, there's no way of controlling, considering the noxious chemicals that they're using, there's no way of controlling whether or not that leaches into the groundwater further down. There have been studies on that across the board. So I don't understand how they feel that there could be an environmentally sound way of doing the fracking.
Well, if the governor's guidelines that I just recited are in place and all this fracking is done away from drinking water supplies, why wouldn't that satisfy you?
Well, because, first of all, it's not far enough away. And second of all, because the leaching and there's just no way of controlling that. There's no way of knowing what the water is going to do. Anyone that claims that they have an idea on what's going to happen to that water and that they can control it from going 500 feet is that they're laughing in the face of science. There's just no way that you can know that without having a containment.
Jeff, thank you. And what about that 500 feet number? And our guest, as we get a reaction to Governor Cuomo's proposal to lift the moratorium on hydraulic fracking in certain parts of the state, David Gall, director of Environmental Advocates of New York State, the environmental group. I was wondering about that 500 feet number myself. It doesn't sound like that much. Now, I don't know the science. I don't know how easily contamination can migrate more than 500 feet to a private water well or a domestic use spring. But you said before you think that's a pretty good protection. How do we know that that's a good number?
Well, no, wait a second. I mean, I think when we were talking about the protections that were involved, we were talking about carving out the New York City, the New York City surface water supply.
Right, and then I asked you about the 500 feet from private water wells or domestic use springs.
The 500 feet, that's a question. I think that's one of those detailed questions that we were talking about before that needs further assessment. You know, we need to understand exactly what the rationale was based on the DEC's documents and the state's documents of, you know, why they believe that's protective. And you know, I would like some more information about that myself. Should it be 1,000? Should it be 2,000? I mean, those are the kinds of questions that we're going to be faced with now during the next several weeks as we dig into the details of this thing.
Fabio, I'm sorry, go ahead. You want to finish the thought?
Yeah, the other thing that, I mean, I think we have to take into consideration, and the caller was sort of alluding to, was that you have one of the flaws of the first plan on this topic was that the state really didn't take into consideration the cumulative impacts of siting all of these different wells per year. The states, they're contemplating 2,000 wells per year for a while. And so what's the cumulative effect of all of those, siting all of those wells, and the amount of wastewater that's generated, and you know, the air pollution as the result of the drilling? And that's the kind of stuff that we really want to see as we go forward. The first draft of this plan was very inadequate on that front. You know, we'll find out during the next few days what the state has done differently.
Fabio in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello, Fabio.
Good morning, Brian. Big fan of your show. Been listening for almost a year now.
Thank you.
And made a few calls. My question was, if now the state is allowing them to drill and frack in certain areas, does that mean they're not going to push for them to develop a more safe way of doing this? Because it still seems to me, I hear Halliburton in my head, and it seems they're thinking profit and not actually finding a way that we can harness all this gas that we have in a clean way, because obviously it's very useful to us, and it can allow the country in general to reduce the oil. Why can't we develop a way possibly removing this without having to endanger the environment?
David?
Well, I mean, I think that's exactly it. I mean, these are the kinds of questions that the environmental community and regulators and policymakers are wrestling with. I mean, there are all of the details that need to get assessed, and you have to think through a lot of these complicated environmental problems. You know, and that's what everybody's trying to do, and that's where all the controversy is about. How do we do that? How do we come up with the most protective framework? And you know, each of these issues is informed by science, and you know, we need to thoughtfully consider all of them before we go forward with this stuff.
Susan in Rye, you're on WNYC. Hi, Susan.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for taking the call.
Mm-hmm.
My concern is in the press release says DEC enforcement and oversight will be rigorous and effective. There was a statement made by the DEC's union itself that they felt they wanted a moratorium because they didn't have enough staffing. We've seen where, depending on regulatory enforcement and other issues, you know, BP and the financial crisis, anything, depending on enforcement, we just have suspicion.
Huh. So you're saying the DEC
itself.
workers through their
right.
union.
The workers themselves, their union.
Said we don't have enough staffing to effectively
right.
enforce regulations
exactly.
to control the safety of fracking.
They themselves said that. And I know many, many of us in New York and in the country
mm-hmm.
have serious concerns. So how do we depend? I mean, there's clearly issues. We've seen it in Pennsylvania. Why would we in New York want to take these chances when we've seen documented issues all over the place, all over the country?
Are you one of the DEC workers?
No, I'm not. I'm not a worker.
Now, one could say that the union takes that position because they want to lobby. They actually hope this goes ahead, and then they want to, lobby for more employees.
Well, you could say that, but you could also say it's possibly a sensible position to take based on historical issues with staffing. I mean, maybe mm-hmm. they're in there and they see how little staff there is. Even Martens himself has been asked, how many staff do you have? Are there enough people?
That's the DEC
commissioner. And he's been
quoted,
there are 17 workers in his department to watch all these wells.
Susan, thank you. Well, great question, David. How many workers would do the watching of all those wells? Is this an issue you're aware of?
Oh, yeah, we're keenly aware of it, and it's a great point from the caller. I'm glad she raised it. I mean, it raises a number of questions. The DEC across areas has had been the subject of budget cuts for a number of years now. And so, you know, there's a couple of things that need to happen. As the state moves in this direction, the DEC is going to have to recalibrate, you know, how it deploys its people, but it also definitely just needs more staff, more inspectors, more cops on the ground to make sure that the drilling companies are complying with you know, their permit conditions, with whatever regulations are put on the books. And, you know, in our view, the industry has to pay for that. You know, the industry has to, through permit fees and taxes and a variety of other things, needs to support the level of oversight that will protect, you know, protect the New York's water resources. So, go ahead.
Well, we're just about out of time. Our next guest will take up with us the governor's intent to shut down Indian Point amid evacuation and other issues. Do you see a coherent Cuomo energy policy emerging from the two events this week, allowing some of this natural gas drilling while telling the owners of Indian Point that he plans to shut it down? I don't know if natural gas produces electricity per se. Indian Point produces 25% of the electricity for New York City and Westchester. But do you see these two things in one direction, another direction, as part of a coherent energy policy that's integrated?
Well, I think it's quite clear that the administration wants to phase out nuclear plants where they make very, very little sense, and Indian Point is a good example of that. And you know, this is the fracking issue has been developing for a while. You know, natural gas has some, you know, it's probably the cleanest of the dirty fossil fuels, and so it seems to be heading in that direction.
David Gall, director of the group Environmental Advocates of New York State. I'm glad you clarified that this is a process that is beginning, in a sense, and not ending, because you're right. I was misled by some of the other reports that seemed to say the governor lifted the moratorium and here we go. So now there's a process that you say will last into next year, beginning no earlier than August, I guess, with a 60-day comment period after they develop more of the specific rules. So thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you.
And we will get more detail on the governor's intent to shut down Indian Point and explore the evacuation plan issue for that and other plants located amidst growing populations next, with an Associated Press reporter. The AP is completing a deep investigation of the nuclear industry nationwide. By the way, listeners, we have more on the fracking decision on our politics website. It's afreecountry.org.